Land of Yuma and come back with the curs who killed my son. I will hold your women and child. If you fail to come back with prisoners I can dispatch myself, I will take the women to wife and adopt your boy as my own son. You'll never see them again.
And that's it, Baron?
That is entirely it.
You agreed to this? You agreed with that beanstalk? I don't believe this, Ryan. You tell us that the odds are stacked against you, JB, Doc, or Michael coming back here safe?
That's true.
So that power-crazed, snow-headed maniac then decides he'll use me and Christy for broodmares. And your son, Dean, gets to be his son.
That's true as well, Mildred.
Well, by God, I've seen some triple stoop things done since I woke up in Deathlands, but this takes the cake.
What would you have done, Mildred?
I'd have told him to take a flying fuck at a rolling donut.
Mildred turned to where JB was sitting at a small table, patiently greasing and reassembling the Uzi and the Smith & Wesson M4012 gauge, carefully lining up the 8 rounds, each containing 20 of the inch-long flechettes.
What?
You went along with this, John? Surely we could have gotten together, chilled a guard, got weapons, set a fire, blown the place apart, something!
While I am aware that you and I have often failed to see eye to eye, my dear Dr. Wyeth, and I do not always agree with what our beloved leader, Ryan Corder, says and does, it seems to me we are subject to force majeure here, massively outnumbered and outgunned. From what I have seen of this man, Nelson...
Doc.
Allow me to finish, if you please. From what I have seen, he is not a rational being. Had Ryan refused, then I think that he and I and Michael and John Barrymore Dix would all be dead by now. And you and Christy and the boy would be facing a future so bleak that it wounds my heart to think on it. Do you not see this, Mildred?
Mildred stared at Doc, unblinking for 20 heartbeats. Then she stepped forward and put her arms around him.
Yeah, Doc. Yeah.
They'd agreed to leave at dawn.
10 days, Mr. Cawdor. You are either back with my quarry by dawn on the 11th day, or you need not return at all.
Ryan had argued over a couple of points. He'd wanted to leave both Doc and Michael behind at the Ville, insisting that they would slow down JB and himself.
No. They go.
6 men murdered the boy.
And Wizard Sidler, who paid them the jack and sharpened the blades.
You know we can't hope to bring 7 men back here. Not keeping all of them alive, Baron.
I am not a cruel man by nature. I want all 7 to punish them. But I do not think of myself as unfair. What you say is true. But I will have my blood. Sidler and 2 others, or 4 from the remaining 6. Is that just, Cawdor?
It'll have to be.
Christy and Ryan shared a single bed in the sleeping quarters on the 3rd floor. They had a narrow balcony that looked out over a sliver of frozen lake and the distant mountains, the snow glittering under a hunter's moon. The fortress was heated from a boiler in the rumbling depths of the basement, pumping hot water around a system of metal pipes. But it was archaic and temperamental, and even working full bore, it still struggled to keep the ambient temperature up to 40 degrees.
If you don't come back, then Baron Nelson goes to catch the last train west.
Wouldn't have expected anything different.
She walked slowly across the room, her body shimmering in the dimness, her hair filled with flickering points of fiery light.
If it comes to the sticking point, lover, then try Coburn. He seems a decent man. Might not help you, but he might not come right out and stand in your path.
She pulled back the blanket, slid in beside him, and put her cold feet against his legs.
I'll remember that, Ryan. Right now, I think I'd like to be warmed up.
No rest from your incessant demands, is there?
No.
Her long, strong fingers crabbed across his chest, pausing at the puckered knife scar beneath the heart, moving lower, slower, over the flat, muscular slab of his stomach, and touching the first curling tendrils of thick black hair. They hesitated for a tantalizing moment, then gripped him, squeezing hard enough to make Ryan draw in his breath.
You sure you're ready for those incessant demands, lover? Oh, I believe you are.
Ryan rolled on his side and kissed her on the cheek, edging around until he found her mouth. Their tongues touched, teasing each other, then thrusting harder. He could feel her breasts peaked against his chest, and he reached down.
Oh, yes.
With a twist of her athlete's body, Christy wriggled clear around, clambering astride him, facing down his body. Ryan found his head gripped between her powerful thighs, his mouth pressed against her warm, moist sex. He flicked out his tongue, feeling Christy's instant response. She leaned forward, her hands slithering along his thighs, her long hair tingling over his groin. Then her soft lips closed around him, sucking it into her mouth. It was so arousing that Ryan could feel himself racing toward his climax, and he concentrated on holding back, trying to wait for her. He reached up and used his hands to assist his tongue, aware of the butterfly quivering, starting deep within her. Holding back, holding. His back arched as though he were suffering a massive electric shock, and he pushed his hips up toward Christy's face, feeling the unstoppable surge of power jetting from him. She locked her arms behind his thighs, pressing herself down onto him, so that they climaxed together in rigid embrace. An hour later, Ryan was tall in the saddle of a cantankerous skewbald, heading along a narrow trail with JB, Doc, and Michael. Their destination was Yuma, Colorado. Ryan spent an hour with Rick Coburn, drawing from the sec boss all the information he could about Yuma and Wizard Seidler. There was a sketch map showing the region around the Enemyville and the maze of small tracks and roads that snaked through the nearby mountains, ending in the single blacktop that was effectively the only way in and out.
Don't know much about the layout there. Seidler's headquarters were established in an old cinema. The number of guns there could be anywhere from 20 to 100. 50 might be about right. As far as we know, the six killers are still up in Yuma. Hope for your sake they haven't moved on.
Anything else we should know?
Not a damn thing, Outlander. You're on your own.
It had been snowing overnight, and a thin carpet of powdery white lay across the hunting trail northward. In the first half hour or so, they crossed tracks with a number of animals, a small herd of deer. Overlaying them was the pad marks of a hunting cougar. Michael was perched uncomfortably aboard a raw-boned, one-eyed burro that lurched along with an awkward sideways gait. After less than 10 minutes, he was starting to moan, shifting in the saddle, complaining that his ass was hurting him.
It'll likely blister, then they burst, then you get new ones. Each time, it hardens you up a little. Give it a couple of months and you'll start enjoying it, lad.
Because I'm a man of peace, John Dix, I will not wish you roasting in hell for that. But I do wish you an eternity on the back of this cross-grained, vile creature.
The armorer had a small bay mare, and Doc rode a ferocious-looking stallion, as black as midnight. But he was delighted to discover, in spite of its menacing appearance, that it was actually a calm and gentle mount. Ryan had never been the best of horsemen, but he found the ambling skewbald was sure-footed, picking its way through the icy, rutted mud with hardly a slip. There wasn't much conversation between the four men. The talking and the arguments had all taken place during the night. After that, it had simply been a matter of getting on with the first part of the job, traveling the 80 miles or so to Yuma, and finding if the killers were there, pick them up, and take them safely back to Vista and the gentle vengeance of the giant baron, Alfred Nelson.
Ryan, we know anything about patrols from Yuma?
No. Coburn was scathing about the way Seidler runs the Ville. Says that there aren't sec men, not like at Vista.
Just the bullies and the deviants with the blasters.
Sounds that way.
Could there be hunters, like those three men we saw shot?
Could be, Michael. The closer we get, the more careful we have to be.
Hellfire and bloody perdition.
What is it, Doc?
If the good Lord had intended us to ride horses, he would have provided us with better padding across our backsides.
May we stop for a break? I have to answer nature's call.
You have miles to go today. 10 days there and back. Going to use up 4 of those in plain travel. Coburn says the trail's easy in summer, not so easy with snow.
Tie it properly. Don't just loop the bridle over a snagged branch. We lose an animal and we're in triple deep shit.
I'm not stupid, you know. The way you and Ryan treat me, it's like you think I can't be trusted.
Not trust in the way you mean it. You wouldn't have gone a single hour with us if we thought you couldn't be relied on, Michael.
So what do you mean by trust, Ryan?
We warn you about not doing something stupid, then probably you won't do it.